check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
unmuted.
We are
also
back.
The, my co-author, Vinny, V-E-N-Y, Musum.
Vinny Musum, yep.
All right, hold on a second, hold on a second. So my first guest, we have Brenda Chibukola, was nominated by the Governor Chris Christie as a commissioner to the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities and confirmed by the Senate in September 2014. Part of that, Democrat Brenda Chibukola served as the Deputy Speaker of the New Jersey Assembly and represented the 17th Legislative District. He was the first South Asian representative in the state's history. He is the co-author of The Third Way, Building an Inclusive Capitalism Through Employee Ownership. Brenda Chibukola, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's an important time in our history of this great nation. We have the presidential elections are going on. We heard the President Obama give the State of the Union last night. I think one of the messages we are advocating for through this book is that capitalism works, but it's not fair. And as you've seen, the increasing income gap, and we were trying to address that through our inclusive capitalism concept, which is basically, in a capitalistic society, you need to have more capitalists. That means you have to make the employees not just depend on wages, but also give them the capital so that way their capital also accumulates. When you look at Donald Trump, he's not working for wages. His capital is making money while he's on the campaign trail. So what we are saying is that by creating more capitalists, we can really bring the productivity up, the gross domestic product up, and so become globally competitive. When you look at all the Silicon Valley companies, whether it's the Microsoft, Cisco, and Google's, and also oil companies, ExxonMobil, and General Motors, and AT&T, all these companies have invested in their employees, not only through wages, but also providing them the capital. And so that's what we are advocating for that in this book, that we have to come up with tax policies that are going to incentivize companies. We're not mandating anything, but we are enabling. We want the government to be the enabler for corporations to redesign capitalism to increase the broad-based ownership.
Yeah, Bert, listen, sure. All the billionaires listening to your show, they already know what's in our book, The Third Way. They already know it. It's the poor and the middle class, the vast middle class, which, as you know from the Pew Research study, the middle class is shrinking. They're being massacred, the poor and the middle class, because they don't understand that you need both wages and capital income. And especially in this information age, if you don't have capital income, you are not going to survive. And the sad thing is the public policy is not in place to promote this. That's what we need to do is really educate our elected officials. Don't be mad that they don't know the solution. They don't even know what the problem is, it seems. It's pathetic. It's a capitalist country. You need capital.
All right, so let me ask you this. And you know what, and I apologize. I know that Brenda was giving us your name as we were doing your intro. So why don't you say hello to us and tell us who you are, and you're the co-author, is that correct?
Yes, the name is Vinny Musum, and I was former
Vinny
senior
Musum.
Vice president.
Okay.
Vinny Musum, former senior vice president for John Paul Mitchell Systems, and I'm a Republican committeeman, lifelong Republican. You don't get more to the right than on me. I'm a Tea Party, right-wing, constitutional, libertarian, conservative Republican. This is one of those unique ideas. It's the greatest idea in the world that no one apparently has ever heard of, but they're hearing about it now, and our phone is ringing off the hook. Our website crashed 3 times. People are just being inundated with this idea. We were on Voice of America, by the way, yesterday, broadcasting all over the world. When they heard our idea, they were there, we got to get you back on here again immediately. They found out that Pender's wife was Cuban. They want to do a special show of us to broadcast directly into Cuba, to bring this message to Cuba. Well, how about America? I mean, it's amazing that has any of your guests, I challenge, is any of your guests talking about capital accumulation? We're talking, the conversation is, well, what about the minimum wage? I mean, how pathetic in the greatest nation on earth Earth, what he focuses on is the minimum wage. You know, it's been raised 29 times, and the problem keeps getting worse because the minimum wage only
affects right, okay, so,
2% of the population. What about the capital side of the equation? Where all the rich, that's where all the money is being made.
All right, so let's talk about this, because one of the things that sometimes raises an eyebrow is that when, and Yuprinda mentioned this, that you know, we want government to step in. That's not always good, and we want a more fair playing field. He says it's currently the capitalistic system is unfair. Well, isn't that it's unfair because that's kind of the way it works best, right? I mean, what do you think?
Well, what's happened? No, it's a great point that you're making. But what's happening is crony capitalism, concentrated capitalism, and actually even if you didn't have this purposely trying to do this, which Bernie said it's rigged. There are some things that are rigged, but just by nature of the way the system is set up now. Let me give you, and it's in our book, on our website, probably the most powerful economic chart in the history of economics. Many feel it's as important as E equals MC squared was to physics. What it shows, it was developed by the late, great Lewis Kelso, who invented this idea of employee stock ownership. It shows several things. When I first saw it, it was like seeing the Grand Canyon for the first time. It shows 1776, which coincidentally was also the dawn of the Industrial Revolution, 90% of productive power came from labor, 10% from capital. Through regression analysis, he was a phenomenal economist. They found that over time, in the year 2000, now 90% of productive power is coming from capital and only 10% from labor. And that's not going to stop. That's going to keep going. The question is, who owns the capital? Who owns the labor? All the rich know that. That's why they're amassing huge amounts of wealth. And something? I'm a business. I talk to millionaires and billionaires. They're not against this. They would love it if the government just had some kind of incentives. Many companies are doing this already. There's already 10,000 companies and 15 million Americans that are enjoying this. But we need 150 million to do this, to really stop this inequality from happening. But you need some people. Donald Trump was right about one thing. We got some really stupid people running the country because they don't. Has anyone come on your show talking about capital wealth creation? I'll bet not. I don't hear it. I don't hear it from the
capital
debate.
Wealth creation. I think, yes, we've had several people that talk about capital wealth creation, but is it a lot? No, it's not, because I think that it falls on deaf ears. Look, it's great to talk about this, but how do you make it happen? How do you take average working class diffs and help them accumulate capital, help their capital work for them? Most of these guys, as you said, they don't understand money. They don't understand economy.
Right.
They don't. A lot of them don't even know what they want.
Right, and they're getting killed. We have a 3% plan in our book.
Yeah. Well, one of the things is that in America, you pay the highest amount of corporate tax, 35%. I mean, in reality, a lot of the corporations end up paying zero or close to zero taxes. What we are advocating for is that cut the corporate tax 50%, so that the only way we can do that is to make sure that the corporations share that money with their employees in the form of stock ownership or equity ownership. That's one thing. The other thing is that in the urban areas where there's tremendous unemployment, tremendous distrust of the government, and lack of hope, cut the corporate tax of 100% so that the corporations can come in, invest there, make the provide jobs and provide wages as well as the ownership to the employees. I think those are the things we are trying to advocate for in this proposal. The third one is it used to be there and it was discontinued under President Bush and President Clinton, was that the banks were lending money to the corporations to set up the equity employee ownership plans, and for the money, the interest, they were getting 50% of a break for the bank. And so we want to make sure that there were loopholes. In fixing those loopholes, we want to continue that policy so that way the companies will have the money lent to them by the bank so that way they can set up the employee ownership plans.
Bert, you just heard from the smartest Democrat in the country. All right? I mean, if you, someone like this was running, it's unbelievable. But now for my Republican friends, this is not a new idea. This goes back to Lincoln. Lincoln had what's called the Homestead Act, where he literally gave 160 acres of land to people, which is property, which is capital. People don't even understand what capital is. Capital is anything that increases the productive power of labor. So beyond your sweat and labor, anything that, like land or a tool, a carpenter with a hammer is capital. But the question is, who owns the capital? And this technological age, your smartphone is more powerful than we'll put a man on the moon. But who owns it? That's what counts. You've got to get a piece of that. Right. We don't want to hurt the rich. There's someone else to get in on it.
Benny and Brenda, let me do this, because obviously we're short on time. That's my fault, and this is such a much bigger and much more exciting topic than I first understood. So why don't we do this? Let me reschedule you guys. I'm going to have Amy, our segment producer, reach out to you guys, and I apologize for the mess up on timing there, but I will have you guys back sooner, as soon as your schedule will allow, and then we will give you guys extra time so we can get into this in depth. And so I want to say thank you so much to Vinny and Aprender for stopping by. The book is called The Third Way, The Economic Reform or Social Revolution, The Solution to Income Inequality, Building Inclusive Capitalism Through Employee Ownership, How Wealth is Created, The Third Way, found on Amazon, wherever good books are sold. Benny and Brenda, thank you so much for stopping by, and we'll have you back as soon as possible.
Absolutely.
The website is at thethirdwaybook.com.
Save the country, save the world, save yourself, learn what's in the book.
I love it. Good stuff there. We're going to take a quick commercial break.